is Donna, D-O-N-N-A, A-T-O-Y-E-B-I. Five twelve sixty two. This is a 61-year-old woman, a nurse from Houston, has one daughter. She's single. Husband died just a couple of months ago. Who's on hospice because of malignant bone disease, malignant bone cancer with metastasis to the breast, pancreas, and a significant renal insufficiency, period. She's a nurse. So when she tells me it started with a bone cancer, then with metastasis to the breast, I quizzed her about that. Apparently this is exactly what happened, as she was told at MD Anderson. Patient continues to have issues with nausea, vomiting, weight loss, significant weight loss. Patient used to weigh 212 pounds. She weighs less than 120 pounds at this time, period. Patient pain is also controlled with the help of trazodone and Neurontin, along with her narcotics, period. She also is on trazodone. She's also on Xarelto because she's had bilateral pulmonary embolus, which she almost died of, period. Back in 2004, she had a CVA / brain bleed in quotation that since then has been disabled and has finished her chemo and radiation therapy and has been told there's nothing else that can be offered her regarding her end-stage bone cancer with significant metastasis, period. Significant weight loss once again. Renal insufficiency causes itching. O2 sat's only at 84% without oxygen. With oxygen, is at 90. Patient lives in one room now because she's no longer able to move her out the house. She also suffers from anxiety, insomnia, cancer-related pain, muscle weakness, abnormal weight loss, anemia, and protein calorie malnutrition, period. Patient was told that because of her pancreatic metastasis and possible liver metastasis, now she will have ascites, which is complaining of her abdominal girth increasing in size. But I explained to her that part of that could be related to protein calorie malnutrition and the fact that she eats very little and she has no protein circulating in her vessels to hold on to the plasma, and the low albumin that can cause ascites along with renal insufficiency, period. Overall, her prognosis remains quite poor, and with a and a grave and in grave condition. Thank you.